The Heber Airport Master Plan will be updated for the first time since 2003 in the coming months. The update will fulfill grant assurances the city made to the Federal Aviation Administration, which subsidizes the cost of operations at the airport. Without the Master Plan update, the city would be required to pay for upkeep of the airport on their own. The Master Plan update will be managed by Heber City Manager Matt Brower, Airport Engineer Jeremy McAllister, and Airport Manager Travis Biggs. Biggs presented to the council at the September 3rd council meeting regarding what the update will entail.
Take 18 to 24 months is what we're anticipating. The airport, the city, and the engineers will be kind of spearheading it with help from the Community Advisory Committee and the Technical Advisory Committee.
The Community Advisory Committee will provide the airport master plan update with a voice from the community as a whole as different elements and impacts are considered. Members of the committee include Heber City Council members Wayne Hardman and Heidi Franco, as well as Wasatch County Council members Steve Farrell and Marilyn Crittenden, and Stephanie Grady representing Danielstown. Airport Advisory Board members Carrie McPhee, Bart Mountier, and Jason Talley are also on the committee. Heber City Manager Matt Brower noted that they still need a few more recommendations from Council to fill out the list of 10 to 15 committee members.
There is a representative looking from Midway still, from Charleston, from the local airport committee. I should say, what is UTAHA?
Users and Tenants Association.
Thank you. We have two at-large members, so we're looking to council right now to see if we can't make sure we round out this committee.
Names suggested by the council included former Airport Advisory Board members Tom Melville and Ron Phillips. The Technical Advisory Committee, on the other hand, is much smaller and is meant to have members with a technical background in aviation, airports, and the FAA. Members of that committee include Mike Duggan, the Airport Advisory Board President, Travis Biggs, Airport Manager, Barry Hancock, a commercial operator at the airport, and Tony Kohler, the city's Planning and Zoning Director. Biggs outlined the cost of the master plan update.
The FAA pays for 90.63%, the state pays for 6.6%, and we pay for the other 4.685%. So our cost will be $27,781, which has been included in the budget.
The council unanimously approved the execution of the grant agreement with the FAA to fund the majority of the airport master plan update. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.